come closer. I have a tale to tell.
I can hear you perfectly well over here, thank you.
It is a tale to strike fear into the heart and turn Robert's soul to stone. I shall begin at the beginning and work my way through the middle and then push on until the end.
Yes, that's a good idea. Sort of storytelling in the traditional mould.
My tale begins in 1095, in the town of Clermont in France. Here it was that His Holiness Pope Urban II made his decree to send an army to aid the Christian East in the recovery of Jerusalem. From the infidel Turk.
You have to lance those boils.
And what
yes.
It was a wandering monk known as Peter the Hermit who led the first great crusade into the Holy Land. Peter and the army traveled east through Hungary, where Coloman was king. Finally, this holy throng crossed the Bosphorus and marched on into Asia Minor, where, in a valley near the small town of Sibotos, they fell into a Muslim trap.
Hold on! It's a Muslim trap! Please! No, don't! Look, I promise we'll go away and never come back. No, not in the face. I'm a minstrel.
Chop his head off, Ahmed, will you? Shut him up.
Righto. That'll look good on the mantelpiece, that.
But how were these events to affect your life, my disease-ridden father?
Following this massacre at Sibotos, it became a point of honor for the flower of European nobility to take up the cross. In England, in a castle near the town of Didsbury in Merthyr, a Norman knight of considerable wealth received a letter from his brother. This man was Giles de Bourneville.
The magnanimous?
Aye, some have called him such. To others, he was known as Giles the Courageous, Giles the Impetuous. But I shall always have a place for him in my heart as Giles the Damn Lucky to be alive.
Mother! Mother!
What is it, Giles?
Mother, marvellous news! A letter from Brother Leslie. It would seem he has at last renounced his wicked ways. Just listen. My dearest Giles, 3 nights ago, I received a visit from our dear father. As the old boy died some 15 years ago, you can imagine my surprise. Anyway, in short, his wizened old ghost took me to task over my wicked ways and so moved me that I decided to repent of my sins and take up the cross. I leave for France on the 13th. Your ever-loving brother, Sir Leslie Cadworthy. P.S. Father says hello. You see, Mother? He has changed. He has found happiness in God.
He's a conniving sod.
Mother, I must go with him. Together, he and I shall become the scourge of the infidel. We shall become the two who fight as one. And where'er we go, they shall cry, 'Tis the two who fight as one. And they shall quake, tremble, and flee before the brothers de Bonville.
Oh, God.
Rufus, send word to my brother. I will join him presently. And prepare my thing. I travel to Cadworthy Castle. Make haste. I leave within the hour.
Being born some 30 seconds after Giles had meant that Sir Leslie and his brother were as like as two testes in a scrotum.
Oh, really?
Well, there the similarity ended. The older brother, by half a minute, Giles, had inherited all his father's estates, a cause of singular resentment for Leslie.
Ha! A little fool. A simpleton. Now perhaps I can get rid of the stinker once and for all. Darling! Look, darling! Look here, marvellous... hello, Bishop.
Cadworthy, we weren't expecting...
What the devil are you doing in my wife's bedroom?
I was just taking Lady Florence over the scriptures.
That's rather athletic of you, old boy.
No. I don't mean in the biblical sense. Wait a minute. I do mean in the biblical sense. We were examining revelations.
Yours or my wife's?
I've just remembered. I've left a candle burning in the chapel. I'd better go and blow it out.
Oh,
darling, you are rotten to the bishop.
Well, I must say, I really can't think what you see in the old boy. I mean, Sabu the Numidian, yes, and Lars the Norseman, certainly, but Montague?
He's very knowledgeable.
Yes, well, never mind all that. Florrie, old girl, it's worked. Giles intends to go with me to the Holy Land.
You're sure the plan will work?
My dear girl, they're dropping like flies out there. He'll be dead within a fortnight. Now, when he arrives, I shall have to make a great show about looking forward to all this nonsense. But I've drawn up a draft of the message which you must bring me to Tilbury. Mm. To Sir Leslie Cadworthy. Imperative you return home immediately to quell peasant rebellion. You are the only man for the job. Hope this finds you well. The King. What do you think?
I think it's perfect.
Now, you'll just deliver this 10 minutes before we sail, and if it all goes well, it'll be Tata Giles' hello inheritance.
While Leslie plotted with his wife, I was then in the village of Didsbury, where I'd been commissioned by the Didsbury Guild of Awful Curers to write a mystery play for the Corpus Christi festivities. My work received some critical acclaim, as you may have heard.
Walter Nobb, you are guilty of the most foul heresy. You have insulted and defiled the memory of the Madonna. This, well, I hesitate to call it a play. It's the most scurrilous, immoral, and offensive piece of filth I have ever had the misfortune to witness.
First of all, I'd just like to say that I only actually devised the play. Now, I don't know if you know what it is.
Enough of your dallying, Mr. Antichrist. To the market square with you, and there you shall be given 40 lashes. Molten pits shall you be forced to consume, and you shall be tied to a stake whereon your wretched, miserable body shall be burnt, and the dogs shall devour your remains, and then you will be killed.
I've upset you, haven't I?
Prepare him for execution.
It's Walter, isn't it?
Yes.
Hello, Walter. Hello. My name's Justin. I'm going to be executing you today. But before we do that, we're just going to give you 40 lashes. Now, I don't know if you've ever had one of these done before.
I don't think I have.
Right. Now, you may feel a slight stinging sensation when the flail first hits you, but that should wear off quite quickly.
Right.
And then when the faggots are lit, don't worry if you feel a little flushed and have a funny taste in the back of your throat.
And that wears off too, does it?
A bit. It wears off a bit. Right, I'm just ripping your shirt off now.
Oh, careful.
Oh, sorry, did I catch you? And you may feel a little bit of discomfort coming up now.
Oh, oh my God, you're choking! Oh, that really hurts! Don't do it again!
Halt! You Saxon pig, what do you mean by this?
By your leave, Sir Giles, we are burning a proven blasphemer.
I may be a blasphemer, but I'm a Norman one. Où est Henri? Henri est dans la salle de bain.
Cut this man down immediately. What is your name, brave Norman?
No, brave Walter, sir. Walter Nobb, scribe to the gentry.
You, what's your name? Saxon dog, isn't it? Give young Walter a drink.
Drink for this very much.
Villagers, villains, yes. Journeymen all. Know that I, Sir Giles de Bourneville, am this very day leaving Didsbury.
Oh, what a shame.
With my brother Leslie. Yes, I am. I journey to the Holy Land that I may deliver the city of Jerusalem from the hands of the Muslim usurpers. The infidel may scorn me. He may spit upon me. He may push dung into my nostrils, pour burning oil upon my head. He may make incisions above my eyebrows with nasty sharp scimitars and peel off the skin from my living face. But I shall never, never falter from the path of defending the true faith. And neither shall this man here. Walter Nobb, you are to be my companion and notary.
Sorry, what?
In Jerusalem, Walter. There shall you find your forgiveness.
That bit about me being a Norman, when I said Norman, what I meant is Norman stroke Saxon. In fact, more Saxon stroke Norman, do you see?
Enough, good fellow.
No.
Climb up, Nobb, to Cadworthy Castle, and thence to London, to God and salvation. Power!
Many times on the journey to Cadworthy Castle, Sir Giles and I talked of the horrors perpetrated by the infidels. And many times I jumped from the galloping horse and tried to return to Didsbury. but to no avail.
Not far now, young Walter. Just beyond the forest of Burnweald, and we're there.
Burnweald Forest? This is Burnweald Forest?
It is.
Yeah, the Burnweald Forest that is a notorious haven for cutthroats, villains, and old madmen who leap from trees onto innocent travellers.
Worry not about the madman in the trees, Walter.
Oh, good.
It is not difficult for a nobleman such as myself to command respect even amongst the lowliest of the low.
Travellers on a road like this, on a day such as this.
Greetings, old man of the trees. Mm. We are pilgrims on our way to the Holy Land, and we seek the castle of my brother, Sir Leslie Cadworthy. Know you of it?
You say you seek the castle of Sir Leslie Cadworthy?
I do.
I say I know of it.
Well, good. Well, are we on the right road, then, for Cadworthy Castle?
Rather, you should ask if you are on the right road for Cadworthy Castle.
I am asking.
No. This road goes nowhere. It leads nowhere.
Then is there another path through these woods we need to get to Cadworthy Castle?
Ah, there is a path. A secret path. But it leads through these woods and will take you to Cadworthy Castle.
Yes, that's what we want it to do.
Patience, Walter. Confidence and authority, remember. Can you show us where the secret path is, old man?
I can do better than that. I can show you where the secret path is.
Well, that's marvellous, then. You see, treat these people with authority, and they will pander to your every request. Look, you old fool, there isn't a secret path here. Nowhere, look, just trees and more trees.
I've remembered where it is now. It's here.
Where?
In my pocket. I put it in my pocket 2 years ago so that I wouldn't lose it. Yeah, that's right.
Old man, that is not a secret path. That is a potato.
Hey, oh dear. Well, how are we going to find our way out then?
Oh. Old man, I wish I could sit and chat with you all day, but I simply must get on with thumping you very hard in the face and completing my journey.
Oh, my old chap.
Right, come on, let's get cracking.
Yes, but which way, Sir Giles?
We'll go back to the road and follow that, like we should have done in the first place.
Right.
We travelled swiftly for the remainder of the day and reached Cadworthy Castle, wherein dwelt Sir Giles' twin brother Leslie, just before midnight.
And I just thought, yes, Father, you're so right. God is love, God is pure, God is beauty, praise him. And I just can't wait to get out of the Holy Land and do some killing.
You know, Leslie, it does my heart good to hear you talk like this. You've changed. Mm. You are a worthy and most gentle knight, Leslie.
Do you think so? Yes, yes, I suppose I am. Now, look, once we get to Tilbury tomorrow morning, we're to find a tavern on the quayside called the Slaughtered Pilgrim. That's where I've arranged to meet the captain of our ship, Hugh the Swine.
Hugh the Swine? The infamous Pisan mariner of Sicilian extraction?
The very same.
Yes, who once sold a boatload of French children to an Arab slave merchant in Marseille.
Yes, well, that was before he found God.
By 10 o'clock the next morning, we stood before the Slaughtered Pilgrim.
Yes. Well, it's certainly a characterful tavern.
Yes, characterful and earthy and
characterful.
Yes, it's a hellhole.
And stay out, you barn!
Ah, you godless heathen scum, you great scented handkerchief! A cuss on you!
Excuse me, good friar. My brother and I...
Oh, it's a fight you want, is it?
What?
I'm your man. Prepare to meet your maker, you great fluffy lapdog.
Hold, good Sir Friar. Sheath your sword.
Aye. That's to be the two of you, is it? Very well, then. Hand to hand, go on. I'll let you have one free smack each, you pair of comfortable slippers.
Truly, for a monk, you have a quick temper.
That's fighting talk where I come from, laddie. Throw your great frilly cuff. I'll take the three of you.
Right.
Oh! Just hit me in the nose.
Yes.
I think you've made it bleed.
Yes, I think so too.
Your courage is admirable and you show some spirit. What is your name, brave friar?
Robert. Robert the Brusque, of the Order of St. Rory. That wee laddie just hit me on the nose.
Well, look, I'm sorry, Bob.
Yeah, you have a fine punch on you, laddie. It reminds me of my granny. God rest her soul.
How many are you in number, Robert?
Oh, well, there's only me left now. There were once two of us, but sadly we quarrelled and I was forced to kill the other. A sin I hope to purge from my soul on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land.
Then, my stout friend, you must join our small but merry troop.
I will join you, my lord, but not for valour or glory or worldly gain, but for the kinship of this wee laddie here, who so reminds me of my brother that I killed.
Walter?
Walter. Now, that's a canny name. A Scots one, unless I'm very much mistaken.
Yes, you are very much mistaken.
Ah, you have a sense of humour too, you wee red-headed rascal.
Walter, indulge Friar Robert a while, whilst my brother and I inquire within the tavern about Hugh the Swine.
Och, you're a fine lad, eh? Go on, give us another one of them lovely punches.
Landlord? Huh? Landlord, know you the whereabouts of the master of the Jonah?
You mean that stinking slop bucket tied up on yonder quay? My lords, I wouldn't put to sea in that widowmaker for a king's ransom.
The man's a simpleton. He obviously wouldn't know a fine ship if he saw one.
I believe you are looking for me, senor.
Not with a face as ugly as that, I'm not. Have you seen an apothecary about those boils?
I am the master of the Jonah.
My dear fellow, good day to you, my one-eyed St. Christopher. You must be Hugh the Swine, the man, it is said, who knows the coast of France as 'twere the back of his own hand, whose seafaring sixth sense has delivered many a crew from the ravages of the storm-lashed channel, and whose vessel is guarded, they say, by the Blessed Virgin herself.
No, Hugh the Swine was drowned 2 weeks ago. I am his cousin. I take the contract.
And your name, sir?
I am William the Pig.
Oh, I am glad to be perfectly frank with you. I never really liked the sound of Hugh the Swine much anyway.
Shut up, Giles. Shall we go on board? William the Pig, this ship's in rather poor shape, wouldn't you say?
Signor, I have a very fine ship. You see this mast? This is handcrafted from a single oak tree. A sturdier ship afloat you cannot find. Yes. Don't worry, it's supposed to do that. And anyway, how is it you say many a good tune is played with the old fiddle?
Yes, but unfortunately for you, I recognize an old fiddle when I see one. Now, we sail tomorrow on the noon tide, am I correct?
See, noon, or maybe before.
No, not before. We must not leave before noon.
Why so important noon? We could leave up to 1 hour before, no problem.
No, look, it's an old saying among sailors. Leave before noon, and you'll have problems.
This doesn't even rhyme.
Well, it nearly rhymes. Look, sail at noon and we'll say nothing about the price you're charging us for this floating coffin, all right?
It's a deal.
Jolly good.
That night, Sir Giles, his brother Leslie and I entered the town to drink a toast to our imminent departure and to bid farewell to the land we loved so well.
You are the ones who journey to the Holy Land, are you not?
We are, landlord. Why do you ask?
These gentlemen have just returned from there.
Indeed. Gentlemen, your health. What news of the Holy Land? I'll wager you've a merry tale to tell.
The horror.
I'm sorry?
The horror.
Right.
We went in under the hermit.
Peter the Hermit?
Some called him that, but to Johnny, he was a poet, you know what I mean? The angel of death.
Johnny? Yes, sir, Johnny Turk. It's a sort of nickname.
I know what you're thinking. It was the hermit's fault, right? Words, my friend. Words, just words. I mean, the man enlarged my mind. What are they going to say? That he was a kind man? He was a wise man? He had plans? He had wisdom? Words.
Have you ever seen 20,000 dead soldiers, my friend?
No, I haven't. Now, why don't you ruddy well shut up? You're scaring my chums.
It's a very beautiful sight. Picture the horror.
I think I'd get a better picture if you removed your fingers from my eyes.
I love the smell of Greek fire in the morning.
Well, thank you very much. Shall we go?
Yes, I think so.
Yes, that's all sorted out.
Good night.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bloody hell.
Yes, I know.
Giles, I hope this little episode hasn't dissuaded you from accompanying me to the Holy Land.
On the contrary, brother. Their tales have merely strengthened my resolve.
Oh, I am glad.
Running back as fast as we could, we spent the night on board ship, as Friar Robert had been barred from every other inn and tavern in the port. Next morning, Sir Giles could scarce contain his excitement.
Isn't this splendid? We'll soon be underway, as they say.
We'll soon be underwater by the looks of this boat.
What's the time? I must have overslept.
Brother, good morrow. It's a little before midday.
Prepare to cast off. Let go the stern rope.
What? No. Just a minute.
What is the problem, Sir Leslie?
Nothing. I just thought there might have been a message for me.
Are you expecting such a message, brother?
No. Possibly. I thought my wife might come to see me off.
Senor, the tide waits for no man. We must cast off at once.
No, look. You can't. Please.
Let go the stay.
The next man to touch a rope is a dead man.
What?
is the meaning of this?
We must not leave before noon.
But, Signor, it's noon already. Cast off.
No, 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 no. Please, please, you don't understand. This has been a dreadful mistake.
Bring her into the wind.
No, 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 please.
Oh, you... There aboard the Jolder. Is there a son Paisley Cadworthy with you?
Here! Over here, you idiot!
My mistress approaches with an urgent message for Sir Leslie Cadworthy.
Well, tell her to hurry up.
Helmsman, bring her into the middle of the channel.
Leslie!
Where the hell have you come from, darling? This is a surprise.
Oh, look, Leslie, it's Lady Florence.
Yes, I wonder what she wants. It must be very important to come all this way.
Lady Florence, what brings you all this way to London on the day I am to leave on my great crusade that I've been so looking forward to? Have you got an important message for me?
I have a message for you.
Well, what is it then?
Godspeed!
Yes, and?
And good luck!
What?
The bishop wants to offer you his blessing as well.
God bless you, Cadworthy. See,
Ashley.
What? Goodbye.
I'll kill you when I get back. Don't think I'll forget. I'll kill you both.
Oh, what a fine woman Lady Florence is. Brother, at this moment you must feel blessed and so very proud.
What? Shut up, you nincompoop.
Clearly the pain of parting has moved you. I shall leave you, brother, to be at one with your thoughts.
You're a dead man, Montague. You're both dead.
Sir Leslie, Walter, a fellow passenger has asked to be presented to you. Apparently you and he are old travelling companions, and he has a debt he wishes to repay you.
What are you talking about?
Whee!
Ah, old madman, formerly of the trees, and now indeed of the topsail. Greetings.
Greetings to you and to you, Sir Giles de Bourneville.
I'm not Sir Giles. I've never met you before in my life.
Oh, not Sir Giles. I suppose you've got an identical twin brother, have you?
Yes, I rather you well have, as a matter of fact. Now just clear off, will you?
I may be mad, but I never forget a broken nose or a rotten git who broke it. So there's for your pains.
My nose!
Old madman of the trees, what are you doing here? Hello, Leslie, what's happened to your nose?
But two Sir Giles's. Oh, God in heaven, I'm madder than I thought.
You're all mad, all of you. How could it have come to this? Stuck on a ship bound for the Holy Land with Giles the barking loony. We're all going to die, don't you realize that? Die, die, die!
Peace, brother, take heart. We are an invincible host. The brothers de Bourneville, Walter the Peasant, and Robert the Brusque. We happy four... Behind us lies the shore of Albion. Before us winds the dangerous path to Jerusalem. But united, we are an army! The army of God!
Oh, bloody hell.
The Crusader Chronicles starred Hugh Grant as Sir Giles, Michael Aldridge as Old Walter, Andy Taylor as Young Walter, Chris Lang as Sir Leslie, Simon Greenall as Friar Robert, Garrard Green as the Monk, Geoffrey Belden as the Old Man of the Trees, Chris Langham as Absalon, and Rebecca Front as Florence. The script was written by Chris Lang, Andy Taylor, and Simon Greenall. The producer was Harry Thompson.